Everybody's talking about Jamie. Last week, I read about how they were turning Everybody's Talking About Jamie into a film, and it is due to be released early next year. I was very excited to read this, and just yesterday, the trailer was released, and instantly my friend Seb sent it to me. It looks wonderful. I can't wait to go to watch it at the cinema for two reasons. One, it's Everybody's Talking About Jamie, and two, I really do quite miss the cinema. It's been a very long time since I've seen any film at the pictures owing to the coronavirus. Everybody's Talking About Jamie is scheduled for release on February 26th, 2021, and this cannot come around soon enough. I say scheduled, and I really do emphasise this word, because who knows what the situation will be like with coronavirus in the new year. At this going rate, it almost feels like this might be the first film I shall see at the cinema in a very long time, especially after the news that Cineworld has temporarily closed, and I imagine other cinema companies will soon follow suit. This film might do a Bond and be pushed a bit further back. I hope not, as I followed this story right back from the beginning, and I'm so eager to see it now. In 2011, or maybe it was soon after, I remember watching a documentary on BBC Three about Jamie, entitled Jamie, Drag Queen at 16. It is available right now on BBC iPlayer. I remember thinking how inspiring it was. It followed Jamie, a gay teenager from County Durham, who decided he wanted to do what felt natural to him and wear a dress to prom rather than a conventional suit. He had started to try drag and decided that now was the right time to show off his alter ego. The school had rumours of his planned attempt and stated that he would be refused entry. Determined to try anyway, he shopped around for dresses and tested makeup, and through this journey it explored and developed his relationship with drag. Through this mission to get to prom, we learn about the relationship he has with himself, his mum and dad. It made me think how important it is to, one, be happy, two, be yourself, and three, to be supportive. Last year, I went down to London for Gay Pride with Seb. I had decided to go down the day before and meander around, but importantly, to be in London early, ready for Pride the next day. I suddenly thought how appropriate it would be to get cheap tickets to see the West End musical for Everybody's Talking About Jamie. For months and months, I had seen online about how wonderful this theatre production was, but always hesitated because of the cost of buying tickets online. While sitting having a drink after a lazy afternoon walking around, I checked one of these cheap ticket apps that I have on my phone. After faffing around a bit, it finally looked to be going through, and then it suddenly came up saying that the quota of cheap tickets had gone for the day. With this idea in mind and Seb's head, we decided to cycle from near Southwark Bridge to the Apollo Theatre and went inside to ask at the box office if they had any cheap tickets left. They didn't have any dirt cheap tickets, but they did have a few at a slightly reasonable price with a good view. We sat them up. We watched it and loved it. A very powerful story, as it was all those years ago when I watched it, but also it had the magic of musical theatre thrown in too. P.S. Afterwards, we went for a few drinks in Soho. Whilst wandering around, we stumbled across the office of Private Eye. I couldn't stop looking. It was wonderful. So, seeing this story transferred to film now and hitting the big screens in the new year will be such a wonderful development. Thanks for reading or listening. Speak soon. Samuel.